It's the Rogan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN.
Looky here. We just got served up a mint julep to start the weekend.
You've been served!
Not in that way, thankfully. But this looks good. Jeff Carlin, our illustrious producer, just served up a mint julep for myself and Susan Schmidt. He left you out, Ro. I'm sure that was an oversight kind of thing. He will, he'll get one to you.
All right, now, you want to hear something interesting? And I said this earlier, and you looked at me like I was crazy, Anna DeVlantis.
It just sounded like it wasn't a real story, like one of those fake onion headlines that you were reading. But it's not?
Flowers might have memories because they have mad cow disease proteins.
Really?
Susan Schmidt is also here. Remains in the room to support my partner, who seems to be, this is like, you know, when like your wife's girlfriend comes over and then sides with her on a fight that you're having.
I'm just supplying Anna with all the facts.
Sure.
Should she want to deploy them? I'm just giving her a little extra.
I see what you're doing. Because then I get to go, and then after you leave, we go, do you always have to have her over on Fridays for drinks? Anyway, here's the point. Flowers might form their memories because of the protein that causes mad cow disease, according to a new study. Plants have long been observed to have something like memory, remembering information like when's the best time to flower or passing that information on to their offspring.
But how is that linked to mad cow disease?
They have even been known to become forgetful, wiping out memories of past traumas if they're causing problems. Can you do that?
That'd be helpful in some circumstances.
I would like to know how to do that. Is that possible to do that? I think I got
to
become a flower. Yeah.
Maybe you should ingest some mad cow proteins.
Yeah, I know. Maybe. But a new study shows that these prion proteins, which are responsible for degenerative illness in human animals, in humans and animals, I should say. The human animal is one thing, can be used by plants to store memory. These same things cause human brains to suffer such horrible problems as mad cow disease. And this is in new research at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. They know what they're doing. They're good.
That's so wild.
Right? Do you ever go, all those idiots at MIT, wow, I wonder what they did today.
You never say that. That's right. Never said by anyone. It seems like their studies are the ones that you trust, right? There are
right.
some that come back like, okay, well, who's behind that study? And then you're like, okay. All right.
Right.
But when it's MIT, you say, no, there's something to this. So does that mean they're infected with mad cow disease? Are we worried about this?
No, we're not worried about
this. So we can still give our moms flowers Mother's Day?
Yes. Okay. They have the same prions. Or do you say prion? I don't know.
Who knows?
Whatever you do. I know that someone will call and go, I know it. You have mispronounced that. That is actually prion. But these prion proteins represent the best known way that organisms can store protein-based memory.
And so does that imply they have a consciousness to them?
I think it implies that they have a reactive capability.
Is this a good or bad thing for vegans to suddenly discover?
This is a very good thing for a Little Shop of Horrors.
I was just thinking
remake.
Of that. I'm like, that plant was very
intelligent.
The Venus flytrap.
Well, a Venus flytrap seems to have a bit of a personality, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. But right, if you're a vegan, you're not eating animals because you don't want to, right? Another living being with a consciousness. You don't want to ingest that. And so now.
But you will ingest, you have to ingest protein at some point.
Well, somewhere. I was just going to say this makes it a little more difficult to find something that doesn't feel or doesn't remember that.
Well, they do,
it's been hacked apart.
But then they do,
but then they can forget it.
But I've always wondered this. Now, how does it, like a tree? I'm fascinated by this. So you get the same species of trees, and out in the western suburbs, they're already fully in bloom. And down here by the lake,
mm-hmm. not there
it's
quite
like,
yet.
It's still like December down here. I mean, there's like it's like as dead as you could possibly imagine.
See, they know something.
Now, how does that tree know? Because it's not based on light and light reactivity, because it would be the exact same light out there as it is down here. And it is, and it's not necessarily temperature, because the temperature gradient isn't all that different. These trees down here just seem to be smarter about when to leaf and when not to. Is it leaf? Is that the right verb?
To flower? It wouldn't be flower.
To, you know what I mean. Anyway, the point is...
Put out their leaves.
Put out their leaves. To grow a leaf. I'm going to leaf now.
Leaf.
Oh, my God. Here I go. I'm leafing. That's the thing. How does it know? And I think now MIT is onto something here. That plants in different... And then they pass on to their... You know, the surviving... The ones that were successful enough to survive. Right? Because not every acorn... becomes a mighty oak.
That's what it says here in the study. When the mother plant experienced cooler temperatures, it produced less of this protein, of the FT protein, and more of another one.
How about that?
So they know.
I'm not as dumb as I look now, am I?
No, I guess that seemed like such a strange study or a strange story, but it's true. We have a texter, 773. I believe you have something there. My mom can grow some plants. The plants only grow around her.
You know what? You could buy her still a Mother's Day card, pal. It does not get you off the Mother's Day card.
She's not going to like you more because you said that, but he's
anonymous. Oh, Mom, I texted something and they read it on WGN just for you. If she didn't hear it, it doesn't count.
But they say people have green thumbs and maybe that's part of it.
Right, nurturing. They're responding to that nurturing.
Flowers, no. Plants, no.
You know, that's bad for me because the one thing, as you know, I'm incredibly handy. I fixed my car today.
What did you fix about your car?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say because, you know, I don't want Alfie to know. But
I thought you did some interior work.
No, not in the car.
Yesterday you did some interior work. There was some.
Yeah. There was external. I did some body work today on my car because apparently something happened. And a quarter panel did something it shouldn't have done.
Wait,
and
how did you fix it?
I don't know. I saw, you know what?
Pop it back.
Mark Carmen.
Place.
Carmen was there. He said, we can ask him tomorrow. He saw me do this in the parking lot. I might have like sort of bumped something. And then the quarter panel kind of got a little sort of extended. And I just went up there and I was like, and I put it right back in.
And it looked okay.
It looks great. You would never know. I could take you down there right now. Okay, which quarter panel had a problem?
I think Alfie will know.
You're so proud of yourself.
I'm like a certified mechanic. That's like great. An ASE guy. I'm like, come on. Where are my power tools? Anyway, yeah.
So have you done that before? Or was this like the first time you said, you know what? I think I can fix that. I'm going to hammer away at my quarter panel.
Well, there was something that when I saw it happen. Well, I kind of felt it happen. And then I'm like, and I came out there and I'm like, that does not look right. And actually, even Mark Carmen said to me as he saw this, he goes, I cannot believe you can do that. I had no idea you were handy. I'm incredibly handy. And to make the point here, though, I am terrible with plants. Uh-huh. And like houseplants and flowers and like, you know, like doing a garden thing. I planted three evergreens in my little garden area in my house.
Did you plant it at the right time of year and everything like that?
Summer. Uh-huh. I don't know. When are you supposed to plant? Plant in the summer, right? Spring.
I thought spring was spring, when you plant.
Spring,
yeah.
The heat of summer can be stressful for trees.
Dead as doornails. I mean, they are just. It was so funny because they died from one side to the other. The only side that I could see really is where they started dying because they're like they're in a window area where you can look out at them, and then they started dying on that area. And I would go out in front and was like, the neighbors don't need to know that we're dying. Like the front part, we're like, hey. To the neighbors, they're like, oh, look at these evergreens. They're
great. They look beautiful.
But then the evergreens back to me are like, I hate you and I'm dying. I cannot stand you anymore.
You refused to green for you.
Yeah, they didn't green for me. Or leaf.
Did you talk to your plants? Because they're supposed to do that.
Or soothing music, right? Something.
See, that tells you the plants have brain material in them, essentially is what this is proving. They have the proteins that activate memory in animals.
That is so fascinating.
I know.
I like to rip plants.
What do you mean rip plants?
When you're walking by, you see a nice
Laramie
plant.
So does
Give it to my mom. Just pick it out of someone's garden.
By the way, that's the line of the week for NFL fans and for stoners.
Maybe Laramie that's why
Tunsil.
The trees
Laramie Tunsil's the guy that was that got drafted last week and he was wearing the gas mask bong.
Right.
So rip plants.
He
you see
loves
what he did there?
Ripping plants. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks,
there you go. That's Kevin's little contribution. Thank you, Mary.
And I'm done for the week.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Okay. And the ripping of the plant. Yeah. Now I got to like pet plants.
What do you mean pet them?
Like when I see them now, if I know that they actually have feelings and like memories and, you know, I used to like nervously pick things off of plants. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's what Violetta is describing here.
Yeah, maybe they're a little nervous. Violetta, how many trees down here have you walked by? Maybe that's why they're not leafing out. They're they're hesitant because they know you're around.
Well, now I do feel bad. You're right, Ro, but I will pet the plants when I walk by instead of ripping them.
Right.
Plant lives matter, Violetta.
Exactly.
Kevin, you are on a roll.
I'm on a roll. Now I'm done.
Keep it going.
You need to stop while you're ahead.
Man.
Yeah, you might have to stop right now while you're ahead. Because right. That's all I need is a protest marching right up and down on a beautiful day here.
Because it's always on Michigan Avenue right in front of the studio.
Hey, where can we do a protest? Did you hear the guy said Plant Lives Matter? Let's get down there.
All the professional protesters rally around it right now. The hashtag is trending already, Kevin.
Let's get it going.
Plant Lives Matter.
Some t-shirts made.
Yeah. That would be a good one for like the for the stoner crowd, wouldn't it?
Right, Laramie Tunsil can lead the Plant Lives Matter movement.
Oh, God.
Right? Now, call where they're
by the way, what did they sign him yet?
Actually, they just did. That's what I was thinking. They signed a 4-year, $12.4 million deal. Congrats.
Is that about what he should have gotten for that?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, it's probably half of what he would have got if he was 10 picks earlier. I'll look at where the third or fourth pick, what the kind of money they got. But
right. Remember this because the video came out on Twitter right as the draft was going on. And there was this guy getting stoned wearing a gas mask, a World War II gas mask with a bong attached to it.
Oh, right. Wow.
And then taking the mask off and then laughing hysterically.
And did that get circulated?
Oh, it got circulated.
Hey.
You know, I get these AP alerts. You know, we have wires that we use here in the newsroom, and
sure.
They send them, and they're all, you know, professionally written. It says, you know, the Twitter account went viral shortly before the draft, showing him smoking from a gas mask connected to a bong. I just love the way they phrase it.
Not to a marijuana water pipe.
Right.
Not to that.